Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Do you know what day it is? I have a little song for you. Mother's Day, Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. Here's a gift I'll give to you on this Mother's Day. I'll clean my room, I'll make my bed, I'll put my toys away.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Mother's Day weekend. We're going to run down and grab my great friend, Mr. Gary Mason, founder and head guru of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. A little intro music.
There's more than just a job to do, so they hit their knees. No, they recognize the need for all they do. To provide a better future outdoors for me and you. They're what most folks want to be, but most folks won't ever see all it takes and what goes on behind the scenes. Designing new calls and building boats, outdoor writers and TV hosts, producing shows and stories so the whole world knows about new techniques for catching bass and better reels for smoother cast. They sure take pride in everything they do. There's no challenge that they won't work through.
Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray, thanks for having me. Good morning to everybody.
Always good to get you on the show, my friend. I just got that release and got some good things happening, and you got the class of 2017 ready to go. So
we do the induction ceremony each and every year in Nashville, Tennessee, on the General Jackson Showboat. And what a beautiful place to have that induction.
Oh, it is. I enjoy that. I enjoy coming back to that event. Your friends and family, it's like a family reunion, a lot like the Turkey Federation Convention there in Nashville. It's one of those trips you really look forward to and get to see everybody each year.
It's been going on. I think this is going to be our 17th year of inducting people in the Hall of Fame. And people ask me all the time if we've got a brick and mortar building, and no, we do not. But, you know, guys like me and you will be there, and Harold Knight and Brenda Valentine, and you just never know who's going to show up. And, you know, there's been years that Ray Scott was there, Bill Huntley from TH Marine. The list just goes on and on. Babe Winkleman, you know, Babe was there a couple of years ago. And you just don't know who's going to show up and who's going to be there. But there'll be a lot of outdoor celebrities there. And each and every one of them are just humble to be a part of what is being done there. And, you know, it's all about these folks that has given back to others as they have continued through their career in the outdoors.
So true. And I want to tell people that they can attend this event. And these legends you're talking about are easily accessible. They're more than happy to visit with you and talk. This is an opportunity for you to meet your hero, whether it's fishing or hunting, right there on the riverboat.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And, you know, it's not just a one-day event either. I mean, we have a meet and greet at the Bass Pro Shops there in Nashville every year from 4 to 6. And then anyone that wants to buy a ticket to actually go on the dinner cruise on the General Jackson Showboat can do so through us that Friday night. And then Saturday we get on the boat around 9 o'clock and do the induction ceremony. And then this year we've got a big surprise. Is anybody that wants to go to the Grand Ole Opry with the legend will be able to once again buy a ticket and go and get to see the Grand Ole Opry with a lot of their celebrity friends.
That's pretty cool. That'll be a great event. Me and Jan always plan to go to the Grand Ole Opry. What's the date of this year's event?
It's going to be August the 26th in Nashville, Tennessee. Is the actual induction ceremony, and of course it's a weekend long ceremony and events going on. As August the 26th is the Saturday that the event's going to be held on.
How do people get a hold of you, get information to attend this?
Well, they can go to our website, which is legendsoftheoutdoors.com. All our contact information is on the front page. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page and they'll find my contact information and my cell phone number, and they can get in touch with us. Companies that would like to buy a table or sponsor the event or just send product for our silent auction or live auction items can do so through that website as well. or they can contact me at www.legendsoftheoutdoors.com or 731-693-7770, which is my cell phone number, and it's on me 24/7.
Okay, now it's time. You're going to have to tell us who's inducted this year. Who are the inductees for the 2017 Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame?
Well, boy, I hope I don't forget anybody. You know, it's every year at this time of the year, I'm trying to rememberize who we've all voted in and who's coming and everything. But I'll start out by saying that one of my heroes, Bob Folkrod, is going in.
Yes.
And, of course, Bob is a longtime hunter and rider and a guy that shared many, many stories with lots of people. And, of course, he's a big game hunter. And I don't know how many continents Bob has hunted on, but he's been around.
Yeah, yes, he has.
Lisa Snuggs is another one. That Lisa is the president of the Southeastern Outdoor Rider Press Association, and Lisa has been paramount in helping a lot of outdoor riders and just regular people get stories and read stories. And, you know, we don't know who's behind the scenes a lot of times, but Lisa's one of those behind-the-scenes ladies that without her, our industry would not be as good a shape as what it is, and we're just very, very proud to get to say thanks to her. You know, that's what this is all about, is saying thanks to these people. We have people that's our heroes that's very, very famous, but there's only one Ray Guy, there's only one Harold Knight, there's only one Bill Dance. There's a ton of people out there behind the scenes that's making all of us who we are. We like to say thanks to them, too.
That's true. Oh, I see that we're going to have Steve Price, outdoor writer. I see. Oh, you got my brother Walter Parrott going in.
Walter Parrott is going in this year, very deserving. Walter has probably got more turkey calling trophies than most anybody I know, with the exception of maybe Ray Ice.
Jerry Antley, Cedar Hill Game Calls.
Absolutely. Jerry has, of course, been paramount in helping restock the wild turkey population in northern Louisiana, his home. And, of course, Jerry is the kind of guy, he's owned Cedar Hill Game Calls for many, many years. But he's the kind of guy that if he sees a kid that he thinks they need a call, he'll give them one. And he's just a great guy. Been around a long time, been helping people forever and ever.
Yeah, you got some great fishing folks going in here, too. Professional anglers. You mix it pretty good every year between the fishing guys and the hunting guys.
Well, we try to mix it up, you know, as good as we can. We try to get folks that are fishing, folks that are hunting, and then also we try to make it where everybody knows somebody. You know, you're not going to know everybody that goes into the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame every year, but I promise you that somebody in that room will know everybody there. So
that's true.
That's what we try to do.
Yeah, you got Morris Sheehan going in, Dave Pritchett. You got Guy, how do you say it, Aker, senior, professional?
Guy Aker.
Yeah.
Guy Aker. Mo Sheehan, as most of us that are friends with him call him Mo. Morris was the guy that started the ABA, the American Bass Anglers.
Right.
Which was the old military bass anglers that was designed just for the military people that loved to fish. And Morris started that right after he got out of Vietnam. And we're very, very proud to say thanks and award Morris. Guy Akers, of course, Guy has fished the Elite Series most of his career. He's been around. He started with Ray Scott. And then, you know, all these guys, somebody said one time, said you got to be pretty old to get in the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, but really you don't. You just got to have a long, great career in the outdoors industry, and most of these guys do. They're all wonderful fishermen and wonderful human beings.
That's true. You don't have to be old. Look at me.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, even a youngin' like Ray Eye can get in there.
Yeah. All right, give that website out again, Gary.
All right, it's www.legendsoftheoutdoors.com.
Very easy.
And once again, you can get my contact information that way. We're also starting a brand new award that I want to tell you about this year. We're starting the Wade Bourne Outdoor Communicator of the Year Award.
That's
and
awesome.
Wade, we lost Wade to a heart attack back in December. What a fabulous man he was.
Yes.
I was fortunate enough to carry fishing boats and duck blinds with Wade and stories, and he was the first person to write a story about me in a national article, and just a Southern gentleman through and through, and we're very, very proud to name this award after him. And once again, it'll be called the Wade Bourne American Outdoor Communicator Award. Our good friend Larry Ray from Memphis, Tennessee will be receiving that award this year.
That's great. That's a great award. Yeah, Wade was a great friend, and I spent a lot of hunting camps with him. Enjoyed him immensely. He was a great friend and deeply, deeply missed. He's one of those guys that's kind of irreplaceable, Gary.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, Wade, everybody at Duck Hunts knows Wade from writing in Ducks Unlimited magazine. Everybody at Bass Fish knows him from writing in Bassmaster.
Yeah.
So he was one of those guys that was just, Wade was larger than life and always a Southern gentleman, no matter where you seen him. He would talk to you about hunting and fishing, or he would talk to you about the Lord. It didn't matter to him, and he'd never miss a beat talking about either one of them. And I tell you, anybody that got to share time with him was just very blessed.
Yes, indeed. All right, Gary, well, thank you very much for that information. And as we get closer to the event, let's get you back on and let's talk about it again. And then, of course, we're going to cover the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame in August. And looking forward to see you again real soon, my friend.
Oh, man, thanks, Ray, for having me on. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Gary. All right, it was Mr. Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. We need to take a break. Take us to the other side, Matty G.
We honor you as legends. Legends of the Outdoors.